economically, the game is over. The Chinese, if not already a wealthier economic unit than we are, which they probably are, will be within a few years. Very few, like by the end of this decade, if not already. So economically, they are now our equal. But remember, they're our equal, they're going up, we're going down. We're equal, but the trajectory is unmistakable across the board. Right? And so politically, it comes right after that. If you're that powerful economically, if you're the place that the whole world goes to cut a deal because you get a better deal than you can get from Washington or London, which is now most of the time the case. That's why if you look at the biggest harbor being built in Africa, it's being built by the Chinese. If you look at the new railroads going across parts of Latin America, it's built by the Chinese. You know, on and on and on. You know, the Panama Canal, why does he want to take it? Well, the United States is the number one country using the Panama Canal. China's number two. China has built all these buildings to handle their shipping. You know, it's everywhere, and once you start looking, you see it everywhere. But militarily, there's none of that. Americans have to understand, even if you don't agree with me, try to understand how the rest of the world looks at it. The United States maintains 750 military bases around the world. China doesn't have any.